Next year, Mexico will open its energy sector to foreign investors for the first time in more than 75 years. So companies in the U.S. stand to make a lot of money by unlocking oil and gas trapped in Mexican shale formations, of course, by means of hydraulic fracturing or fracking. And that means that getting at those hidden resources could be expensive and dangerous. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports.
Earlier this month, ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson visited Mexico City to discuss Mexico's energy reforms with members of President Enrique Peña Nieto's government. Tillerson recounted the meeting in a speech to the Greater Houston Partnership.
I was with the energy minister, and he took note that Texas now has surpassed Mexico in oil production. He says they're going to fix that.
Geologists believe Mexico's shale plays may be some of the richest in the world. Pemex, the state-owned oil giant, lacks the technology and the expertise for fracking and horizontal drilling. The recent changes in Mexican law mean U.S. companies will soon be able to fill the gap. Nathaniel Karp is chief U.S. economist for BBVA Compass.
Our forecast is that Texas will add about 217,000 jobs, and GDP will increase $45.4 billion between 2015 and 2018.
But there's a catch. Mexico's shale plays are located in states overrun by organized crime. Tony Payan runs the Mexico Center at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy.
The Burgos Basin, which is the continuation of the Eagle Ford Basin, is actually one of the most unstable and crime-riddled areas in Mexico.
While the cartels are best known for drug trafficking and kidnapping, many are branching out into fuel theft. Tristan Reed is an analyst with global intelligence firm Stratfor.
Gangs are tapping into pipelines in virtually every state of Mexico that has substantial fuel traveling underground. However, northeast organized crime groups are the chief culprits, specifically Los Zetas and the various Gulf cartel gangs.
The cartels are fighting turf wars from the border south to Veracruz for control of the stolen fuel trade. Pemex workers and subcontractors are getting caught in the crossfire.
Any foreign workers that are going to have to be operating in these areas, they're going to be exposed to this violence.
Such threats are nothing new for the oil business. The Baker Institute's Tony Payan says that's especially true of the companies hoping to explore the waters off Mexico's Gulf Coast.
They work in very difficult conditions, much worse than Mexico, Iraq, Nigeria, Libya, and places like that. But the corporations that tend to do shale are smaller, and these companies are going to have to look very, very hard at their security costs.
Fracking is already an expensive process, and if going to Mexico means a big security bill, many small drillers may stick to Texas or North Dakota, especially if oil prices continue to fall. The Mexican government is now leading a two-pronged assault on fuel theft, cracking down both on gangs stealing crude oil and on big wholesale buyers. It's hoping to reassure potential investors before holding the first auction of drilling rights in 2015. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
And it's worth noting there's some buzz today about what the oil price drop that's been going on means for U.S. shale production.